Did you know the spoken word is another well-known form of vibration affecting your energy structure? To start, I'll explain how this happens and why it's relevant to you. Then as we go further, how you can actually turn it to your advantage. The English language is riddled with code that is used to con and troll you. Indeed, all language is a finite prism in which the thoughts of an individual can be confined. Your energetic abilities, once cultivated beyond these finite prisms, allow you to communicate across any language barrier, species, or energetic frequencies you encounter. Let me explain. Our mind is a magnificent tool, which we can utilize to expand or constrict our existence. It is also a weapon that can be used against us, as it is so often today. Many people, unaware of the origins and root meanings of the words they speak, are unknowingly conducting a ritual that is against life. With this knowledge, you may begin to decode and defend your subconscious mind from lowly and depraved vibrations created in the words we speak to one another every day. Here's an example. We languish in our language. As children, we learned to spell. And in my childhood, they still taught to write cursive. As adults, we wake, a memorial for the dead. In the morning, a state of deep sadness in the evening. To go to our job or to work, derived from the Latin trepellare, to inflict suffering or agony. During the weekdays, symbolic for the weekdays that is induced. To earn a living, earn, a jar for the ashes of the dead. As we desperately await the weekend, where we can recover from being weakened by our toil. Our subconscious mind works by creating images from these words as we interact with them. When unveiling the etymology and phonetics of each and every word, a carefully orchestrated and sinister structure is revealed. The spells you cast upon yourself are the most impactful of all. If you choose to expose yourself only to limited, constricting levels of language, you bind yourself to a story of sadness, self-loathing, and servitude by its very design. Every day, the spells cast upon you via media, advertisements, and individuals alike are all intended to affect your personal vibration. The choice to identify and defend against those words which would lower your state of being is the first step to translating out of the trance you are bred to be in.